holiday nightmare for some. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. There have been hundreds of flight cancellations or delays as people fly out for the Memorial Day weekend. Fox's Nate Foy is in New York with more.
Delta's the most affected airline with 9% of its flights canceled, 10% of them delayed. We're also seeing a lot of delays at United and JetBlue Airlines with 12 and 33% of their respective flights impacted. Here are the airports most affected. LaGuardia and JFK in New York, Newark Airport nearby New Jersey. Both Reagan National in Arlington and Orlando International are seeing over 42% of its flights delayed.
Meanwhile, the estimated 39 million Americans traveling by car are paying an average of $4.60 a gallon for gasoline. Russian forces gaining more territory in eastern Ukraine.
Ukrainians continue to evacuate from many of these hard-hit areas, but intense fighting makes those evacuations difficult. The United Nations says more than 4,000 civilians have been killed so far since the war began, and that number is ticking higher each day. With much of the international attention on other stories, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the media to stay in Ukraine and continue reporting.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. President Biden travels to Uvalde, Texas tomorrow to pay respects to the school shooting victims. Anger is mounting after it was revealed that 19 officers waited in a hallway for nearly an hour before entering the classroom. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
The police chief, and you know he'll leave this with the rest of his life, but he was in charge. He was the incident commander. He made that decision to hold. And again, he'll have to live with that the rest of his life.
It's now believed the gunman entered the school through a door that had been propped open by a teacher. And two people were dead, three others missing after a boat crash near Savannah, Georgia. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A government watchdog says ICE is not ensuring that migrants are being tested for COVID before taking them into the U.S.
The Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security says it has identified numerous instances when Immigration and Customs Enforcement failed to test migrants for COVID-19 before putting them on domestic commercial flights around the country. Part of the problem, the IG says, is despite a number of requirements for testing, the policies for testing immigrants detained crossing the border are unclear and there are no controls in place to enforce them. These practices, the report says, risk exposing other migrants, staff, and the general public to COVID-19. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Police in Missouri investigating a possible hate crime.
There's anger in southwest Missouri after a swastika was found painted on the outside of Springfield's oldest historically black church. It was founded in 1847. The church's pastor, Reverend Tracy Wolf, says she's convinced it was a hate crime following the Buffalo, New York racially motivated mass shooting. Police have not identified a suspect and are asking any witnesses to come forward. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Police in Phoenix, Arizona find an illegal hoard of more than 1,300 catalytic converters heaped inside a storage unit after serving a search warrant. KSAZ Fox Phoenix's Justin Lum reports.
This was the suspect's main hustle, buying and selling used catalytic converters. This suspect had a large inventory of them. A massive pile of catalytic converters. Phoenix police detectives made the discovery Thursday afternoon. The suspect now identified as 48-year-old Shelton Ford. Police recovered more cat converters in Ford's truck.
Phoenix police say they're seeing about a 6,000% spike in reported catalytic converter thefts. I'm Jill Chief, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.